Makers of e-cigarette products have about a month to take fruit, candy, and mint-flavored vaping cartridges off the market. The Trump administration announced a temporary ban on the sale of those products yesterday. It's part of an effort to make vaping less appealing to kids. NPR's Allison Aubrey has been following developments on this story today, and she joins us now. Hi, Allison.
Hi there.
And tell me more about this ban, because there are some key products that it does not include, tobacco and menthol-flavored cartridges.
That's right. Well, the Trump administration officials who put this new policy together say they really want to target the products that teenagers are using. And they say kids are mainly using these flavored cartridges. That's because they're easy to use and up till now have been easy to get. Mm-hmm. Juul is the main brand that everyone knows, and there are others too. Now, what the new policy does exempt are flavored vape fluids that are used in these more, you know, do-it-yourself open tank systems, which the administration says are mostly used by adults.
Yeah, so, what is that? What is an open tank system?
Well, that's when you would go into a vape shop and rather than just buying an off-the-shelf product that you snap in, you're sort of having your vape fluid mixed by this vape shop. It's sort of more custom.
I see. So help me understand this. The big e-cigarette maker Juul had already stopped selling flavored products. So is this going to even make much of a difference to the industry?
Well, that's right. They'd stop selling the products. But remember, there are other manufacturers out there. And the FDA has now left open, the administration, I should say, has now left open the door for companies to come back and submit an application that could bring these products back to the marketplace.
The number of kids who are vaping, I mean, it is pretty staggering. The federal government says more than 5 million middle and high schoolers have vaped recently, and people may not have noticed this, but the legal age to buy tobacco products just went up to 21 years old. What are anti-smoking groups saying about this latest move by the administration? If these changes are going to help keep vaping products away from kids?
Well, public health advocates do not think that this policy is enough. In fact, a lot of public health groups I spoke to yesterday are really upset. I mean, for months now, groups including the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Heart Association, American Lung Association, they've all been calling for the Trump administration to completely clear the market of flavored e-cigarettes, all flavors. They say it's really clear that the flavors are what attracted so many kids to vaping. Now, because the flavors sounded so fun and familiar, like cotton candy, teens somehow got the impression that vaping was harmless, and some teens didn't even realize that there was nicotine in the product. So the public health advocates are angry. I mean, these products could reappear on the market. I spoke to the American Lung Association's point person on this, and he says, look, you could drive a school bus through the loopholes in the new policy. It just doesn't go far enough to protect or stop kids from vaping.
The details of the administration's plan seem to have changed a lot over the last couple of weeks. And in fact, the president started by saying that the ban would be a lot stricter than it ended up being. What were some of the political calculations that were at play there?
Well, I mean, the administration started to hear from a lot of conservative groups, you know, politics makes for strange bedfellows. A lot of conservative groups came out and said, we vape, we vote, is what the administration started hearing. And a lot of groups lined up to say, there needs to be a more nuanced policy here. I think the president was hearing from all sides. And yesterday, what she heard from Alex Azar is this idea that they're trying to strike this balance, is what he said. You know, they want adults who are vaping as part of a strategy to quit smoking cigarettes to still have access to these flavors and the products that they want. The argument here is that vaping is less harmful than smoking cigarettes. Yet I should say the evidence is really mixed on this. A lot of smokers end up vaping and smoking together at the same time. So they could be getting even more nicotine.
That's NPR correspondent Allison Aubrey. Thanks very much for your reporting. Appreciate it.
Thank you.